Welcome to episode 376 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Lindsay, Donna, and Laura. There is a new cruise line sailing the high seas, and Lindsay, Donna, and Elizabeth have very recently been on board. I'm so excited to hear about this one.
Because you're going soon, right?
I know. I'm going in January, yeah.
And so I'm going back with her.
That's right, yeah. So Virgin Voyages was all set to launch with their first ship, the Scarlet Lady, in April of 2020. And then, well, you know what happened? So we had to wait that much longer to meet this new addition to the cruise industry. She finally had her mermaiden voyage in October of 2021, and Lindsay was among the first to sail. Donna sailed about a month later, and Elizabeth just disembarked in mid-December. So tonight, we look forward to having them compare notes and see how this new line is developing. So let's get started. This one's cool. This is really different, and I'm excited to talk about it finally. So
this is so different.
Yeah. And so how is it different? Talk a little bit about how it's different.
There are no children.
So many ways.
We were actually parked next to the Disney Fantasy one day, and it was weird. I'm just going to say.
Hopefully they weren't parked too close to where the see-through bathrooms are.
Yeah, well, and they were doing the scoop of the day, which contains foul language, which is not on deck or anything. We were inside, but they kept, like, you would hear an F-bomb go, and it's like looking over to the Disney Fantasy to make sure they didn't hear.
Funny. I will say it didn't take me very long of being on board to where I knew that had they approached me and asked, I would have quit my job and ran away and joined Richard Branson's circus. Like, I was so, like, I fell in love so hard with this concept and with my experience on board. And it's truly not like anything I've ever experienced before. So on my sailing, there were no announcements, loudspeaker announcements coming into your room.
Oh yeah.
Correct. Still. Mm-hmm. Right.
We did hear when they did the muster drill, and that was it.
Because Coast Guard, So the only announcements that came in were the muster drill announcements, the safety drill.
Yep. And they basically said you had to go check in at your muster station.
Does everybody muster at the same time, or you just check in at some point before like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's just like every other cruise ship that we've been on since June. Yeah.
I'm liking that change, actually.
One of the other big differences are all the high tech things in the staterooms. And I mean, I had a terrace for a minute there. I mean, I had a central terrace, sea view terrace, but I think I had been upgraded. When I found out my husband couldn't go with me, I downgraded again because I didn't want to spend money I didn't need to spend on just myself.
Because you were on solo, right?
Yeah, I was on solo. And oh, it was so nice to not have to share the hammock with anybody. I slept at my city and hogged that hammock. But there is a Android tablet in your room, and the room is all high techified. There are different moods that you can push a button and it goes to a mood. And I don't know if you experienced this, but it's hilarious. The first time it happened, I'd left for, you know, this, as Stacy calls it, second breakfast. I'd left and came back after 11. And when I left, all my lights were off, my blinds were shut, and I had shut everything down. And as soon as I tapped my little bracelet on the door and opened the door, all of a sudden the lights went on, the curtains opened, the TV went onto the station that I had it on, which happened to be one of the Virgin camera stations where they show you the view of the side of the ship, and they play their entire music catalog, which is just amazing. And it freaked me out because I'm like, what is going on with this robot?
now take this story and apply it to Elizabeth coming back to her room to her roommate, who is her best friend from college, at 2 a.m. who was asleep, and all the lights opened the door and the curtains opened.
Really?
Oh no.
Unfortunately, she's a hard sleeper.
I kept trying to do a video of it. So I kept going back out to see if it would reset itself and do it again. And then when I asked, they said it does it once a day. So you must have just hit that one, that one time of returning.
Well, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. It hadn't had a chance to do it yet.
Well, it was great because, you know, in the morning, you know, it was too bright with the curtains open and everything, but I could turn on like the Zen setting, which or the hangover setting, either one of those two. And it would like just slowly bring up the lights and they'd be kind of like dim. Still, so that way is like,
I love the movie theater setting, and I did actually watch some movies. I bet you had the Bound Chicka Wow Wow.
So. I was gonna say Donna was the only one traveling with her husband, so she must have tried to get it on. So.
Oh yes, that was that. We got quite a laugh the first time we turned that one on.
Back up. What are you talking about?
So there's a setting called Let's Get It On.
Okay,
and it actually goes done. Dun, 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 dun. You know,
yeah, and it's and all purple pink, lights, hot come pink on.
Lights. Oh, yeah,
it was pink lighting, and yeah, it
was oh yeah,
sensual kind of.
You don't have Marvin Gaye singing in the background.
That's what I was hoping for, but I don't think they own Marvin Gaye's stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they have the rights for that one.
So we should probably.
What do you think about the hammock?
Oh my gosh. Laura, you would never leave your room. We would have to physically drag you out of that hammock. It's so comfortable.
You take your little tablet out there, sitting on the hammock, you can order room service from the tablet. So you'd never have to leave your room ever.
And they'll bring you gummy bears. They'll bring you candy. Unlike any other cruise line I've ever been on, you can get popcorn on this ship.
Mm-hmm. That's all included or it's extra?
It's all included. It's all included.
You can get popcorn cocktails on this ship. Yeah,
you can get chocolate. Well, that's not included. That's the bourbon. Okay, that's fair. The popcorn bourbon. But you can get. Are you ready for this? Turtles. Have you heard turtles? Like chocolate covered caramel nuts things, whatever. Those are included. There's like a whole. This is like Richard Branson designed. What was that Paradise Island and Pinocchio called with the cat?
It's called Paradise Island.
Honest John. Just think of him as Honest John because there's like a social club area on this ship where there's shuttleboard tables. There is a pool table. There's foosball table.
Vintage video games. And they don't take orders.
The board games are modern board games. It's not Sorry and Scrabble. Yeah. And
Like fun things you'd actually want to play. But yeah, the free video games, I will have to lie to my husband and tell them that they cost a lot of money or I will be sitting there.
That's where Chris and Josh will be.
That's where Jeff was one day when I took a nap.
Are they modern video games or old video games?
No, they're all the old. They're like
Pac-Man
and Galaga. They had a Budweiser game.
What?
The only video game I could ever play was Frogger because everything else went too quickly.
So it's not like you're going to lose your quarters. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all free. But then there's also a bar back there called the Loose Cannon, which is very nautical themed. And you know, I'm obsessed with my like theming and bars. And if they had tiki mugs like they had at the original launch, I would have been in heaven on this cruise ship. So all they need to do is add tiki mugs and then I might never ever come home again.
I am kind of surprised they don't have a tiki bar because they have kind of everything else. Yeah.
They have the nautical bar. The Loose Cannon's about the closest thing. And they do have those octopus. I don't know if you saw those metal octopus things that hold the shots. But of course, I was there by myself. So it wasn't like I was back there doing shots. However, did you check out the jukebox in that place?
No, I didn't. And I'm still stuck on like you pretending like you weren't doing shots, even though you were
Wait a minute. I'm a good girl.
I was like, wait a minute, what does one thing have to do with the other?
I know, right? What
body shots off your husband or
I'm trying to tell Laura about this jukebox that I'm sure she would love. It has like every single song, every single record that you can imagine. It's all free. The entire Virgin catalog is on board the ship, and I think that's something I haven't seen anybody mention this or talk about this, but in the groupie section where you do the karaoke, I have never seen such an incredible, as a karaoke junkie, I will tell you, never ever ever have I seen so many amazing songs. Like it's the coolest karaoke selection I've ever seen.
And y'all, the groupie is...
Andy, so your mission, should you choose to accept, is to see how many James Taylor songs are on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will sing you a James Taylor song in the karaoke groupie. We will record it and send it
to you. The groupie is individual karaoke booths, too. So you and your friends can do... So it's like true karaoke, like Japanese karaoke, where you're in a booth with your closest friends who you selected. So we didn't do it because only two of us are singers and the other two are not. But
I did it.
It was tempting. Yeah.
Okay. So I have to tell you, I made a lot of friends my first night. I went on the grog walk, which is their pub crawl. And I highly recommend that to anybody who goes on this. And most of the people I made friends with that night, I hung out with for the rest of the cruise. We rocked the karaoke at the groupie. And then I went back and they all ditched me on the very last night because they all got they had a little too much fun on the last day. And
were they overserved?
We had the big groupie room for six booked. And I didn't want to be a jerk. So I went back there and shit, I was just singing and Chuck C. Darn, I was singing by myself. And one of the ladies comes in from, and she's like, girl, sing it. And she starts singing with me. And it was the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome.
So I do think you are in there, but you can kind of hear when you're walking by, you can kind of hear people.
Well, and the entertainment staff is very interactive. I think that more than any other cruise I've been on, and I've been on a lot of cruises, even just this year. And the entertainment staff is so like in your face, interactive in a good way, not in a threatening way, not in an intimidating way.
Not in a pushy way either. I want to clarify that because this isn't like the cruise line where you're at another cruise line and you're sitting around the pool and they're trying to get you all play this one stupid game in the pool or this, you know, whatever. This isn't that cruise line. You're not going to be forced into any type of interaction or any entertainment that you don't want. But the entertainment is designed to kind of encourage you to socialize outside of your traveling pod, which is completely 180 from every other type of, I've sailed solo. I've sailed a lot of cruise lines and I've sailed solo. I've traveled solo probably, well, I would easily say more than anybody here. I'm always alone. I always feel lonely. I feel like I'm not connected with anybody. This was such a different experience.
And I remember you were worried about, you almost didn't go.
I wasn't going to go because I thought that this was set up for friends or for if you're traveling with your one group of people. But I must have made like 100 friends on board.
We should say they do have solo cabins. So if you are a solo traveler listening to this going, well, would I like this? Everything Lindsay is saying is true. And then you literally can book a solo cabin. So there's no single supplement. So you can go solo and you will meet other people with, I mean, definitely talk to us about the ways to do that because the grog walk is an excellent way to do that. Available first night, $35 extra.
Perfect. Yeah.
And Dunsay is a good way to do that as well.
Yes.
Because it's a Korean barbecue. You're all sitting, it's a table of six and you get basically paired up with other people. And they have drinking games.
I will say, I feel like you need to get on board and make friends before you go to Gunbay. And I will tell you why, because my only bad experience on the cruise was in Gunbay because I got paired with two couples who didn't want to do any of the drinking games. So guess who didn't get to play any drinking games?
Oh, well,
Yeah. Well, so I will say that the grog walk is better because you get to meet a whole bunch of other people.
And you know they'll drink.
Yeah. And shot for shot is another class that you can sign up for. That's at the test kitchen. And you, not only they teach you how to make the shots, but they teach you how to take pictures of them to put them on the Instagrams.
Oh yeah.
As us old people say.
They are all about like their Instagrammable spaces.
And they do the same thing with food too. So there's food on the gram, but there's basically all these little, and I will say I was afraid for a couple reasons. I'm plus sized. And I usually feel pretty self-conscious about what I wear and how I look on a cruise ship. And I'm a little scared when I dress up that I have never felt more included and accepted and so much acceptance and positivity and body positivity on this cruise ship. It was insane. And I, when I signed up for this, I didn't know that it was going to be like that. I kind of thought that I'd have this awkward, because when they're doing their marketing, it seems like it's geared toward millennials, and it seems like, oh, fitness classes. That's not my idea of vacation. I am not going on vacation to work out, but their fitness classes are like bungee. Like the, what do they call it when you're in the,
oh, well, like you're like, it's like a dance class, but you're strapped up to those things and you're strapped all over the place.
Yeah. So they have that. And then they have like a Sweat Into the Oldies class. That's like a Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. Yes.
Shorts. Yep.
And I don't know if it was the same on your guys' sailings, but I kind of felt like there was two separate groups of people sailing at the same time. There was like the night shift crowd who was very social and active and would be dancing at the manor and closing down everything. And then in the morning, I walked into the galley and I have this great picture. It's a long shot of the galley and it's one person sitting and then another person, like everyone was sitting in one by themselves. It was like this silent, introspective introvert oasis in the mornings and doing their, you know, drinking their coffee and doing things. And I just thought it was so cool how one cruise ship managed to find things to keep both ends of that spectrum happy.
Yep.
And there were a lot of things that they needed to work on when on my sailing that I've had since heard has gotten better. Like the app has gotten a little better, still needs help. No.
The app has not gotten any better.
It's on life support.
Yeah. And actually I got pulled into, I happened to be on a sailing with somebody, with a few people who were in marketing, and they pulled a few travel agents. So this is a good time for us to say, to disclose that we were given this for free from Virgin in order to try it. So none of us paid full price for the cruises we're talking about right now. I know some of us are paying full price in the future, but none of us paid full price for this one. So we should
I will say I already paid full price. I was going to sail with you in December and paid full price. I had such a great time. I booked four more cruises while I was on board.
Yeah. And I intend to pay full price in the future as well. But so I was pulled into a focus group of travel agents, and they said, first off, they were like, there's some things we can't change, like the app. We know it doesn't work. We don't need to talk about that.
All right.
But to be fair, so much ties into the app. And this is one of the issues that they're having, is that in an attempt to be different and an attempt to decrease their carbon footprint, which I know Sandy is all excited about, mm-hmm. they're saying, okay, no paper. But the problem is, if you're trying to get people to come to activities and you put it on an app that only works half the time, nobody knows what's going on.
So yeah,
that is true.
They will be introducing more paper in the future, just at least for the activities, so that people know what's going on. Yeah. Because that was definitely, that came up.
So my stateroom didn't have a red book in it, which is supposed to be in there when you get in there. So I really, in my tablet wasn't really working the way it should have. So I didn't know about the room service.
And yeah, we had to reboot it about 10 times.
And I did not know that, I did not know about the paperless voyage option, or the cell phone free voyage option. So in the red book in your room, it tells you all the steps you need to take if you do not want to use your cell phone or the app for the entire voyage. Had I had that in the room and known that the first day, I think I wouldn't have had those issues, because I would have just gone to the desk and said, hey, I need this printout of these activities. Where it wouldn't have helped on my sailing, or on one of the other sailings where I know that this happened, our red night got kind of modified due to rain. And without having those announcements coming through to your stateroom, which are annoying, and I know we all love them not having it, but them not having it, they weren't able to tell us all where the party was moved to. So we were all just wandering around going, where did the party go? Where did everybody go? So we got to see some things. I didn't find out that the party had been moved to the red room until after it was pretty much over. There were some things like that were missed connection opportunities. I have heard, I had a friend that was on your sailing, and she said that they were a little bit better about letting people know where things were.
And it came up in the focus group. It was like, that was clearly one of the things that they knew was a problem, was how do you find that one center? And anybody who's done any work in software, whatever, or knowledge management knows you want one central place where you can always find all the information. And if that mm-hmm. place is your app and it doesn't work, then that cannot be the central place. So they're working on that because they don't really want to start making announcements. They don't want to do those things. So they're trying to find other ways to. So I do think in the next
maybe few doing months, it on their the TV. That would be
well. So I'm excited. Except for some people couldn't figure out how to turn their TV on because some people didn't notice their tablet. I mean,
the tablets didn't work. Like at first, I had to call somebody to come in and push a button on something to get my tablet to start working. It wasn't working. And it's not really, it's not very, to be fair and not throw people who aren't tech savvy under the bus. I have my technical issues, but I use a tablet all the time. So this is not something I felt like it should have been an issue, but there are some it's not self-explanatory, and not having that book there to help troubleshoot, I think was another part. And then my cabin steward did apologize. She said, oh, this should have been in your room. Someone took it. Someone stole it.
They're trying to find ways without interfering in the problem. And honestly, it's one of those things where it's just like, you want to be as non-intrusive as possible, but you want to tell people how to do things without making them read, because we all know people don't read. So,
everyone wants to go on vacation and shut their brain off. Yes. Nobody wants to have to.
And some people want to shut their phone off. I think that came up a lot. It's like, I understand that you're all app focused, but I want to shut my brain off.
There were two or three pages in the Red Book dedicated to how to have a cell phone or how to have a tech-free voyage.
But you have to have the Red Book in your room, which we also didn't have, and B, know to look in there, because all it says is the Red Book.
Yeah. It doesn't say anything about, so like the orientation needs to be a little bit better. And I mean, I have several tip sheets started for my clients and for y'all.
We've started an outlier.
So going forward, I think we'll have a better handle on it for people, but it is nice to see them being so responsive, I will say. And being very open to, I did two or three surveys after my sailing, and they seem to be implementing a lot of the feedback they were getting from advisors early on, which is good. And I can't wait to see what it's like at the end of January when I sail again with Sandy, because I'm looking forward to, there's supposed to be a speakeasy bar open, and there's supposed to be some other things coming up.
Well, and that's the key thing too. This is a brand new cruise line, and they are trying to be different. So it's sort of, anytime you go to a new hotel, there's going to be little blips. I felt like it was the reasonable blips that one would expect with a new whatever. Yeah.
We should talk about how amazing the food is before, because
that is definitely the winning thing.
I would sail again, even with no entertainment, with nothing. If it was just for the restaurants, I would sail again.
I watched your post, Lindsay, because you were the first of us to go, and literally for a week, there was nothing but food. Is Lindsay doing anything but eating?
No. I had to eat at every restaurant because I had to see if it was consistent. I was dedicated. I knew what I had a job to do, and I was going to do my job. And
you knew
is what you're saying. Yes, that was my assignment. Yes. And I knew it. So, the drinks, I will say, as a drink snob, I found the best drinks were in the restaurants, and you kind of had to know where to go and what to order. Not really impressed with some of their poolside offerings or the inconsistency of pricing, but that's a whole nother thing. And, how they're kind of doing that. So I do wish they had some type of a drink package or whatnot, but
did you find a favorite bar?
No, because we don't drink that much usually when we go on, but we did actually like the brewery because it did have craft beer. And so you had some, it wasn't Coors Light and Miller Light and Budweiser. So we love the fact that you can those craft beers.
Yeah.
I like the popcorn old fashioned, but all of the specialty drinks I had that were amazing were like $17, $18, $19 a drink. And I just can't do that for a whole entire 5 nights. I'm not a rock star or a mega rock star.
Yeah, they don't have like a drink package like other cruise lines.
And they boast that their drinks are reasonably priced as they are on shore. But let's not forget that they're based in Miami.
Yeah. So Miami store, maybe. Then there was like trying to find, okay, so I'm a reasonable person. Lemon drops are pretty, they're my go-to generic drink, or old fashions, or, you know, just trying to get something on that. But I would get, it doesn't matter what I was getting. I had some inconsistency in how it was priced in different places, which I know that they were supposed to address, because they do have to charge tax in different areas. And
I didn't have inconsistency in pricing when I was on board, so maybe they've already fixed that. There are different alcohols available at different bars, which is also not unusual. So I found myself at the On the Rocks all the time, because for two reasons.
I like them
because the bartenders were amazing. They were very talented. They knew what they were doing. They made some great drinks, and the blues band played there, and oh my God, it was so good. So between those two things, that's where I ended up most of the
time. The blues band was new, because on my sailing, we really only had the one little trio folk band that went around, and that was it for music. So one of the biggest complaints was there was not enough live music to keep people happy. And that was one of the things I did see them implement more of. They did add more entertainment. They added more live music. And I like that, you know, that was one of, it was almost instant that they started adding new things.
But
did you have a Don Meets Juan at the On the Rocks? That's an amazing drink.
Well, again,
a $17 drink.
But it was great, because if you bought the drink pack, or, well, for lack of a better word, but the drink package, it was per cabin, not necessarily per person.
Yes.
So if you and your partner don't drink as much and you want to split it, you can do that.
Well, yes and no. So we should say Lindsay traveled solo. Donna traveled with her spouse. I traveled with my best friend.
It's not easy to split.
It's not easy when it's with a friend, because you put in two credit cards. And so what we ended up having to do was, they will accommodate you, but the person who buys the bar tab is the one who needs to buy all the drinks. And we didn't start doing that originally. So we just moved all of her drinks onto my account. But then that meant when she bought a purse at the shops, it was on my account. Now, it did show that she charged it, so I could say, okay, I could see, you know, and she owed me at the end of the trip. But it was, it's not as easy when you're a couple, or when you're solo, it's super easy. But when you're with a friend who you're trying to split with, it's difficult for sure.
So it's not a drink package. It's a bar tab.
It's a bar tab, and they're giving you like $50 or $100 bonus, which is nice if you can get a $100 bonus, or you can get a $50 bonus. But like she said, and it's all mixed in. The charges are still all mixed in, which is something I had hoped that they had fixed by now.
January or February.
Yeah, they're still all mixed in. So it's really hard to keep track of what's a bar charge and what's a not. And you think, like, I stepped on board with $400 in bar tab money. Well, it all looked like it had been drained, but I left the ship with bar tab money that I hadn't used, and then paid for extra money out of my pocket because it wasn't separated correctly. And you got to sit there and do math with a calculator. And so I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the bar tab. I think that's my biggest
complaint. By the time this airs, they are supposed to have fixed it so that your bar tab is for bar drinks only. And then there's sailor loot, which is like basically onboard credit for other things. It is confusing, though. I'm not going to lie. It's one of the things they want to do to separate themselves. But I will be really surprised if by 2024 they aren't offering a drink package.
Yeah, people want a drink package.
You don't want to think about what you're spending on vacation. You want to have it already done and taken care of. And I mean, it did irritate me to know that I'd left money on board. Yeah. You know, when I finally figured that out and I got home and I got charged another $400, I was like, wait a minute, my credit card got charged $400. I had a $400 bar tab, and I went through all of my charges and realized that like $200 of what I thought was included in there was not included.
They are working to fix it, but I will say, if you're listening to this and you're sailing in the next 2 years, be sure you're always checking your wallet because in your app, which only works half the time.
And if you're sailing with three or four people in one of the social rooms, and you're not all spending the same money, unless they're giving you a whole lot of money on that bar tab, it's probably better to have your own setup.
To our audience, we apologize for Lindsay's dogs fighting in the background.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I will say that I did learn an important lesson on this, which is I will spend my drink package, no problem. Because we kept up with it because we realized that there were issues, and we had the advantage of knowing that other people before us had had issues. So we were watching it, and I know that we were only charged for what we should be charged for, and we spent out our bar tab. And I still ended up with a bill at the end of the trip. Yeah. I'm just saying. Because if you drink the expensive drinks, and that, again, they're not lying. The drinks are priced the same. Because we were in Miami for a night before. We paid for drinks in Miami the night before.
Yeah.
It's priced exactly the same as it is in Miami, which is not.
I think one of the controls that I got was a painkiller, because that's usually something that I don't usually order Mai Tais everywhere, because not everyone does them. And Mai Tais aren't supposed to have orange juice in them or be pre-mixed, but whatever. So I'll get a painkiller. And I got a painkiller in three different places. And all three different places, it was a different price. Two of them were on the beach club on Bimini, which I will say is probably the most expensive place to drink. And they're nothing I had there was good. So if you're a beer person, that's the place to drink beer. If you're,
I did like the canned cocktails, which don't tell anybody, because I know nobody's listening to this. The canned cocktails were really good. Yeah. They were actually really good. I was not.
I had one of those in the Red Room or in the Manor.
I was surprised, because so we had a cabana on Bimini. We're like totally just avoiding the bullet points completely. Sorry, Sandy. But on Bimini,
you guys said you're going to talk about food and you went right to alcohol.
Yeah. we can talk about food at all.
On Bimini, we had a beach cabana, and they've changed things. So when we booked the cabana, there was a $100 drink package, but now there's a welcome drink, which we still got, which was nice. Plus we got our $100, but if you book it now, you're not going to get the $100. And the welcome drink is either everybody in the cabana can have wine from a can. Everybody in the cabana can have beer, which I assume is canned beer. Or everybody in the cabana can have a canned cocktail. So we chose the cocktails, and we were pleasantly surprised. It was a nice variety, and they were tasty. Like, I would have had those the whole time. The only thing was, he said one of them was an old fashioned. I was like, how do you can an old fashioned?
Yeah.
I was curious. It has rum. It's a rum old fashioned, which is not freaking old fashioned.
No, I will take the time out to mention to anybody who might be listening to this and who is going to sail mega rockstar level. The purpose of mega rockstar level is that you're supposed to be a baller. You're supposed to be sharing the wealth with everybody else on board. And I will say, that certain people on my sailing were definitely holding up their end of the bargain when they were in Bimini ordering buckets and buckets and buckets of beer that they didn't really have to pay for, and throwing cans of beer to people in the pool. And they understood their assignment, and they executed it beautifully with the champagne and everything. But I think most people who do the Mega Rockstar so far haven't really understood you're supposed to be a rock star, right? You're supposed to be the popular person at the bar, you know, getting drinks for everybody. That's kind of the whole.
We had a whole bunch of introverted rock stars.
Yeah, yeah. So I talked to somebody who said that they didn't really realize that they could do that until it was pretty much the end of the sailing, and then they felt like they wasted their opportunities. So if anybody listens to this. Well, first of all, hopefully you're booking your Mega Rockstar suite with Outlander Travel, and then you'll know this from our tip sheets. But do share the wealth, because that's part of the benefit of that. And everybody at the pool on my sailing was definitely having a great time on one end.
All right. So Laura wants to hear about the food. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear about the food too. Go back.
So
back up.
So I ate at all the restaurants.
That's impressive.
I did everyone except one.
I ate at Razzle Dazzle for lunch because I was on a 5-night, so I had to. Yeah, I only had 5 dinners. So,
did you have the squash tortellini with the with the huckleberry? It was like one of the best things ever. So there is an Italian chef on board, and they make all of the pasta fresh daily for not only extra virgin, but for Razzle Dazzle and pretty much everywhere on the ship. All the pasta is fresh made daily. So eat the Italian food.
Can we just, while we're talking about extra virgin, can we just mention the meatballs?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, the meatballs.
Yeah. So literally there's meatballs on the appetizer menu, and I'm Italian. I made meatballs with my aunt Jeannie. I have done the meatball thing. I've had meatballs in every, I've had bad meatballs at some sort of church extravaganza. I've had good meatballs that I made myself. They brought these meatballs out, and I was like, how did you make these meatballs so good? Is there cocaine in them? Like, how are these so good?
I crack meatballs.
Yes. I don't, like, I tried several of them for science, and I still don't understand how they made them so good.
And my only complaint about extra virgin was that I kept telling the guy, I'm like, look, okay, I want to try a little bit of everything. So I want like a little bit of the truffle gnocchi. I want a little bit of this.
Italians
a bit
don't of this. Really understand.
They don't really understand what little means. So bring all your friends. And I actually ate it. I ate there twice. I did eat once up at the bar, had drinks with some people, and went back for some appetizers at Extra Virgin. But yeah, I will agree there. That was sinfully.
They're the one meal. Good.
The one meal I will swear though, that I was ready to divorce my husband and marry the chef. Man, woman, I just did not care, was pink agave.
So pink agave was very good. Before you move on for extra virgin, try the gnocchi as well. Pillows of love. Like, honestly.
Yes, the truffle gnocchi.
Marshmallows, but gnocchi. It was amazing.
Are these restaurants you have to pay for?
No.
That's the best part.
It's all included. So you can eat at all. You can eat all this amazing food, Laura, and they're not going to upcharge you. Now, I will say I'm going to out them on some things because I did notice a couple little upcharge options. However, they do get a pass because one of them was like fresh truffle in season or something like that, which you should be charging people for that because it's really expensive.
Well, and the way it was, if you wanted a lobster tail or crab legs or
To be fair,
are there typical dining rooms or there's
no standard dining room. So that presents a few problems. One, reservations are a pain in the patoot. And we were on low capacity cruises.
Low capacity, yeah.
And we still, there were problems with dining. I can't tell you how many people I heard bitching about it. And then the other thing that I will just go ahead and out them about, and maybe you guys didn't experience this, but I was the last one to cruise of all of us so far. The Wave and Test Kitchen took way too long. We were at the Wave. We were seated for 75 minutes with nothing but bread.
Oh,
it took them 75 minutes to get our appetizers out.
Yeah, I think that was an anomaly because I felt like I didn't feel that way at Test Kitchen at all. I felt like we had a really nice rhythm going when we ate there. Mm-hmm. And also I did sail in October, so I had less people on my sailing than you did.
Yeah.
And I had no problem getting in at anything. I mean, I missed a couple reservations and just walked up and they let me in. Again, solo traveler.
Well, and
probably
early because I do know for a fact, because I was pulled into that test group, that we were the highest number of people so far on one sailing. So
but that was one of the things we brought up to them. And like when we were talking to people and we were giving our feedback was, what is this going to be like when it's an absolutely full cruise and people have to get these reservations and get on? I stepped on board thinking I was already so disappointed. I was about ready to cry by the time I got on board because my embarkation process took so long because the port was so disorganized, and that's not really a Virgin thing.
They fixed that. Really Virgin they employees. Have fixed that.
It and was I've heard, I have heard since then they fixed it, but by the time I got on board, everything was sold out. I couldn't get into anything. I couldn't even get into the grog walk. And I walked on and I was like, oh, this sucks. And I was just kind of poking around looking at places. And I ran into one of the stage director, and she asked what I was doing in the evening. I said, well, I wanted to do the grog walk, but I couldn't really get in. So Virgin does this surprise and delight thing. And she goes, well, just go down there and you tell so-and-so that I sent you and I'll get you in. And she got me in. And then every time I needed to get into a reservation for anything, I got in, but again, less people. But I do think that they hold some things back. So they were releasing, at least the strategy before seemed that they would release a couple reservations at a certain date. Then they'd release some more and they'd release some more the day of. And then once on board, they still had more for people who would cry or complain or,
And you got to eat, you know.
And you got to eat. Yeah,
that was my only thing is that, so they had the Never Sleep Alone.
Mm-hmm.
and they only had three offerings of it during that entire time, and two of them were during dinner.
Yeah.
Basically at that like 6:30, 7 o'clock time frame.
And so everybody tried to go to that 11 o'clock one, and then what happened? They got sold out, and then they were turning people away. And
so we had five showings on our 5-night cruise.
Okay. Good to know that, because that was the biggest complaint everybody had, was people were getting turned away from Never Sleep Alone. And it wasn't because there weren't options to go, because the first two shows, I was able to go see it twice. Because they let me walk up the second time. I had one reservation, and then I could walk up the second time. But for that last show, everybody realizes, oh, we haven't done this yet. And they needed to add more. So it's good to know that there were five. Because
I will say too, though, like, so we ran into Don. I know he wasn't on yours, Lindsay, but Don on yours, the performing nerd, did you see him?
I did not.
But he was on.
Because we didn't know when things were happening. Because
your app didn't work, right? Yeah. So we ran into the performing nerd at the pajama party. And we were like, we wanted to see your show, but we couldn't get in. We went to the pajama party the first night. Here's my key advice for anybody doing Virgin Voyages. Do all the things. If you know it's happening, go. Because somebody will interact with you that's important. So we were at the pajama party, and the performing nerd says, oh, well, just do standby. You'll get in. I don't know anybody who's been turned away. Well, he was wrong. Because we did go. We got in, but our friends were late. They were way behind us. They did not get in. Yeah. Okay. So
that's one thing. And I think that they're kind of struggling to find their rhythm with that. But as they add more entertainment, I think that's going to be better, because you guys had the performing nerd. You also had more magic shows than we did. The magic show from my sailing was a pop-up magic show back in the groupie section, which I was like, I was back there because I'm nosy. But if you like, why would you even be back here when it's not even open? And they tell you, open all these doors. And so you're just wandering around opening doors. trying to find stuff. And I will say that I did hear a lot of complaints about that. But for me, I don't feel like I didn't see one of the pop-up entertainments, and I still had such an amazing time. Uh-huh. I don't feel like it ruined my experience.
So I got to see, I got to see the buskers in High Street, which I wasn't expecting. I was actually getting my hair done. And so I got to, but the buskers were actually one of the casts of one of the other shows. And then I did get pulled into the Purple Room. Donna, did you get pulled into one of the secret shows?
No, but I did go to the Acrobat show.
Yes.
I'm feeling
very
reality.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
So I will just give my tip right here to everybody. I have no idea if it'll work. The way we got invited to the secret Purple Room magic show, we all wore matching sequin dusters the first night. So there's my tip. Show up the first night all out and
looking like you're there to have
you're there to have a good time. And that's how we got invited. I don't know if it'll work every time, but that's how it worked for us.
Yeah. They did seem to go up to the people who were there to kind of enjoy, and it did seem more of a participate. If you were there to participate, they were going to find a way for you to participate.
Exactly. Yeah, that first night we went to Dueling Reality. So we already had a show going to a show.
Dueling Reality wasn't available to us till the end. That's interesting. So did you do dance party thing at the end then? I wonder if they change it over differently.
No, we didn't do any of the parties because we didn't know when they were happening. And like I said, that we went to the two shows that we went to, and that was it.
So the nameless dance party thing?
Yeah, dance party thingy.
Nope. Didn't know when that happened. Didn't know there was a pajama party.
Yeah. Our pajama party was pretty fizzled. I mean, the glam, retro glam pool party was a lot of fun though.
So one thing that is not in the show notes is the tattoo parlor.
Oh yeah. Oh, so I got the lowdown on that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go get a tattoo, but I did go in there and I totally hung out with those guys for a while because it was a great comfortable seat with a plug, which by the way, this ship has more outlets and USB ports for you to charge your devices than I've ever seen on any other
ship
ever. You can go to the coffee section. There's all these. And as a big girl with a big butt, I was really worried seeing all the promo stuff. I think they changed some of the seating.
Seats,
The seating in the first promo pictures we saw looked really uncomfortable and awful. But the seating on board was super comfortable and you could just kind of plop down anywhere and hang out. And there's lots of fun little alcoves and places to sit outside that I think people kind of don't even know is there.
I mean, I was finding big couches.
Yeah. I was finding places to sit after on my last day. Like, I didn't even know this was over here like this. Yeah, and there's like a hidden smoking lounge in the, off of the,
My tip for everyone is if you're on a Virgin ship and you think you've reached a dead end, keep walking.
Yeah. Keep going.
It's like Labyrinth. There's a hidden door somewhere. Yeah. Keep walking.
Keep walking.
The dock at the back of the ship is one of the best places to sit. And so many people had no idea it was there.
Oh my God. And those, can we talk about how great those appetizers are? Yes, I'm like blackened octopus as much as you want. Like, are you serious right now? The shrimp?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yes. That was like, and it was free at any time. I had just gotten off of sailing where I paid, I think it was like $16 for a stale pretzel, something at like a pub that you have to pay to eat any of the food in there. And here I am sitting at the dock eating like things that I would pay $40, $50 at a restaurant to eat off an appetizer menu. And it's completely included. And I can just have as much as I want.
What was the octopus thing?
So they have like, it's like a, spicy octopus or Italian octopus.
The dock is a Mediterranean grill. So chicken thighs, octopus, like
grilled shrimp,
Mediterranean
pita style. And hummus.
Lamb.
And that's at the aft of the ship?
It's on the aft of the ship.
Okay.
But nice. But you will not find it if you think that you've because you will think you've reached the end.
And you think that the cruise ship, you think it ends at the Shelter Club, but it doesn't.
It doesn't.
You have to keep going.
Always. And
can we talk about the pizza? Oh my God. The pizza is the best I've ever had. It's
pretty fly for a white pie. So good.
No, the ice cream.
So the pretty fly for a white pie is good, but you have to put chicken on it. And then it's like, oh my God.
And there's the chicken pesto.
Back your mama good. All of it is delicious. All of it is delicious. I could have ate pizza every day and been happy in the galley, which we should talk about. Cause when I first walked in, I was like, oh, this is creative marketing. Cause it just kind of looks like a wind jammer or something when it's you walk buffet. In. But
I'm sorry, but, Virgin. It's a freaking buffet right now. It isn't because of COVID.
Here's the thing. I will give them a pass on that because the food is so good and it is individually themed. I had the sushi. I had the burger, which was phenomenal. I had the fresh pastries and the fresh, the only thing I didn't care for back there, I didn't have the noodle bowl, but I heard that was incredible, but it was closed. We had weird hours on our sailings. Not everything was open all the time on our sailing. And then as they've opened up longer, things have, their hours have gotten better back there. But the breakfast was not greasy. It was,
I had to make my own breakfast tacos.
Yeah, so
I'm like, I went in there. I'm like, can I have just two tortillas, and I'll have, and please put some eggs in my tortilla, and now let's put some hash browns in my tortilla, and now let's put some cheese. Okay, now I'm
good. Did you have the burritos that they offered though? Because those were pretty good.
No, I just wanted the tortillas because I wanted breakfast tacos for breakfast. Okay, so I had to make myself.
So there's your stubborn people. I will say, so one of the technology issues that came up, and this was true in the bars and it was true at the galley, was everything's done on an app on the phones. And it's not just our app that doesn't work. Their app doesn't work either.
Yeah.
So there's two problems that I encountered. One was first person took my order at the galley first morning. It got completely lost. Like it disappeared into the ether. I had to ask about it. It was like, where are my eggs? Like it was not even a complicated order, eggs and hash browns. The other thing is at the bars, they really have to have a bar back who does all the payments because the bartenders who are real craftsmen. I mean, I watch them making cocktails. They know what they're doing. They have to stop and get buried in this like app. And like a lot of them had their heads in their phones, just like every annoying person on the subway. And you're trying to have a like bartender kind of conversation,
but they can't because they're stuck in that app. And then if it's not working right, they're kind of at a loss. I noticed that too. And then they also, cause it cuts down, they don't have any time to interact. But then they also, it makes it easy to lose track of people where you are and whether or not you've gone back to them to ask if they need anything else. Yep. I did have to ask, multiple times, and there weren't even that many people on my sailing to be like, hey, I need another one, you know.
So again, I recommend a sequin duster because people will
And then you're did you do the shake for champagne? I was assuming
I didn't even think it was working. Like, I didn't hear anything about it on board, so I never bothered with it, and I didn't want to pay for champagne because I assumed it was a cost.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a cost. I mean, it starts at $100.
So no.
I missed the perfect opportunity. I was floating on one of those pink unicorn inner tubes in the center of the pool, and I was like, I could shake for champagne right now, and it would be like the coolest thing. If I'd been there with other people, I would have done it. But I'm not gonna drink a whole bottle of champagne by myself and be.
Yes, you would.
So it's originally billed as a cruise line for non-cruisers. Do you think that that holds up?
I do. Cause I could see people I know who would never cruise because they don't like being micromanaged would love this. This is an independent person's dream. You can be as social as you want, as antisocial as you want, healthy as you want, as unhealthy as you want. The party scene, I will say, is only going to be as good as the people that you're on board with. So if you're on board with a bunch of people who are going to be in bed by like 11, God bless you.
Yeah. Sorry about January. I'll just go ahead and tell you that right now.
No, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I looked fresh as a daisy too. I'll show you a picture of me leaving the nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have never looked better. I think that I will say I was
doing people who are bed at 11. That is the party story.
I was doing a face mask by like Thursday because it was clear that I had not been sleeping. But I think that was what I kind of expected, a party crowd, but it wasn't a Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian party crowd.
No,
normal party crowd. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was
really fun. And I really do think it's going to change. I'm excited to go in January because I feel like we're going to have more of what the actual demographic kind of is going to be. We're going to kind of see, we're getting a better picture of it now as all the travel sailings are ending. And, but this, I'm excited to see that because I was up every night as late as I could be up. And there was another couple that I made friends with. And on our very last night, we both had the same thought. We were on the nights we were in port, people were just done. They were fried from the sun. There was no real nightlife on those nights. There were a couple nights where it was real hopping late at night. One night where they wouldn't even open the manor until midnight. It didn't even open until midnight. And then, then it was done at like 2. And then the very next night it was closed by 11 because of the time change. So we had some time change issues where people like didn't kind of know what, you couldn't tell what time it was or when things would happen. But I do think that's going to change as it fills up with people who kind of choose to be there. And
And as we're closing, I want to say there's 2 more ships coming out next year, different itineraries, including Europe, lots of variety, the great specials running right now on booking. So I you know, it's fun to have Lindsay, who is a solo traveler, Donna, who is traveling as a couple, and then I was on a girls trip. I think we've decided we're making this a girls trip every year. Like, we had so much fun because it was so body positive. You know, we were 4 50-year-old women and we were treated like anybody else, no matter what we were wearing, no matter, you know, we had a great time.
I've never been
you all dressed up for that red night. You look slamming.
We were dressed up. We didn't mean to look like a girl group, but we ended up.
I have never been given so many compliments about what I wear in my life. I just did. And I'm not very good at accepting any of them. I do want to, not to get too sappy, but I do want to mention something else that no one else I've noticed online is talking about. And it's the only person here who is childless. I do want to talk about this because I think it's very important. When I travel, typically there always comes a moment in any type of conversation with new people, whether you're sitting at dinner or wherever, where you talk about children, where you have to explain why you don't have kids. And if you either want to overshare or you don't want to share enough, and they can either assume that you hate kids or that there's something wrong with you. But like, there's always a very uncomfortable moment. And I've traveled a lot, and it always happens to me. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I didn't realize until I got home from this sailing why this sailing affected me so much or why I loved it so deeply. But it was because it's the first time I've ever been anywhere where I did not have to have that uncomfortable conversation with anybody. I didn't have to sit there and listen to people talk about their children or talk or assume that I hated kids or risk oversharing personal details of my life that I didn't want to share with people on vacation. It was so refreshing and wonderful. So if you are child-free or childless, whether by choice or not, this cruise line more so, and I've been to way too many adults only resorts to count. But there's always that focus because it's a honeymoon in a destination. People are thinking about the future. They're thinking about the kids they're going to have.
Or an anniversary. Talk
about children. They're thinking about their anniversary. They're talking about the children. They're talking about their grandbabies. This is the first trip I've taken in my life where I did not have to have a conversation about children. Well, and
I'll add to that as someone who is very interested in the allyship community and the LGBTQ community, I have never, ever, ever boarded a ship that was more accepting and inclusive. And it wasn't in a way that was like, oh, we're accepting and inclusive. It just was. Like,
it was authentic.
It was like, we don't care who you are. We're not asking any questions. You are welcome here. And honestly, I've been to a lot of accepting places. I've never felt that sort of sense of community. And it was real. Like, it was one of those places where I was like, I cannot name a person who would not feel comfortable here. I could name a couple people.
My mother.
I could name a couple, but it's not really for them.
My mother would not be comfortable there.
So I met two of the couples that I met on board and fell in love with. It was so funny because we joked that we were like soulmates or something. But one of my friends and his husband, and they all had the same thought. We were talking about this, about how just freeing. And that's part of why it was so fun, because it was this euphoria, this contagious euphoria of being able to be who you are and not feel judged or feel unwelcome or feel. Now, there were a couple negative Nellies on, but if there's negative Nellies on every, you can't keep them out, but it's the staff themselves were very inclusive and very accepting and very authentic in it. It was definitely an ingrained in the DNA of this cruise line. Yes. And you can tell.
Very open minded.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm in love. I'm ready to, I'm ready to become a hostess on, put my application in. I saw that there were tryouts in Seattle.
Yeah. They've had tryouts all over the country. You should sign up. Yeah. Now we joke every episode, this should be our Outlander retreat. I'm all about a Virgin Voyages Outlander retreat.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Let's but you do guys that. Are buying my drinks.
No. You in the company.
Now I gotta find somebody to buy mine.
Yeah, that'll be interesting in January. We'll see how much Chris drinks, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to save all of my money between now and January just to afford my husband's bar bill.
If you really do want to make that bar bill last, just drink highballs, because the highballs, the beers, they are very affordable. The wine I didn't find was very affordable, but the highballs and the beers were low priced. But if you want to drink like a cocktail, it's 15, 16, 17, 20, 24, 25, 25.
28. Well, we did the test kitchen though, and we had the cocktails that we did too, with all the different things. Yeah. And that was only $35 or $40, but you got very small portions, but you got to try 7 different cocktails.
Yeah,
I did like that. They weren't the best cocktails though. They were really kind of like bottom of the barrel, and they were really super sweet. So if you're, but you go, it's worth, I would pay it every time, because that's how you're going to meet the people you're going to be friends with and hang out with for the rest of the cruise.
Well, I can room with you, Elizabeth, and I can have the first sip of your cocktail, and then you will be good to go.
I mean, winning for me at least.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, Laura, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.